Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's The Truth, According to Kirby.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth. Maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, According to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth!
Thank you, Davis Reed.
Dennis.
The rules are pretty simple here. Reed just explained them to you, but here's what's at stake. If Paul wins, Kirby cannot smoke for the remainder of the show, and he may die from withdrawal.
As opposed to the ultimate death from all the smoke.
And if Kirby defeats Paul today, Paul must heap 15 seconds of praise on Kirby, which is also very difficult, and Paul may die
from that. It's the longest 15 seconds of my life.
Today's question and today's truth. Anyone who's played on a sports team has been tagged with a nickname by a coach or teammate. Kirby was no exception. Did his high school football coach call him Groove Thing, Sweet Thing, or Wild Thing? Thing is T-H-A-N-G. Groove Thing.
T-H-A-N-G?
Yes. Thang. Sweet Thing or Wild Thing? Paul, your thoughts?
I think they called him Curbs. Yeah, that traditional hockey name, just abbreviate or and go. Curbs.
Lunger.
Like Braves.
Windstick.
You know, I mean, the other thing is Kirby is very scrawny. Usually you call a scrawny guy fatso or big guy.
The ironic nickname.
Right? Yeah, the opposite. Big, like, they call me Curly. Right? You know, that kind of nickname. Groove Thing suggests to me some musical talent. I don't know that Kirby, I'm pretty confident Kirby has no musical talent. When I see him drive, he doesn't listen to music because he's busy paging through his directions, his handwritten directions. Groove Thang. Also, Thang strikes me as like a 70s thing, and Kirby was in high school in the 50s. All right? Am I
possibly.
Right? Possibly. Am I right?
He was in school for a while.
Groove Thang suggests to me that he's got some rhythm, but it could be the ironic nickname. Like, he dances like Elaine Bennis, and you call him Groove Thang. So that's complicated. Sweet Thang. That's disturbing.
Disturbing from a coach.
Yeah. You'd say, like, he's got a sweet game or, you know, he makes some sweet catches.
I wouldn't like it if my coach called me Sweet Thing.
Yeah, it seems more like it would be from the ladies or for the ladies, and we know Kirby.
Certainly if you were a male coach, coaching women, you wouldn't use
that
term.
We've seen Kirby's prom pictures before.
With that big hair and the
see, that's what makes
glasses.
Me think Groove Thing when I see those prom pictures.
That windshield wiper of a glasses that he wore across his nose. I don't know
goggles.
How his nose withstood the pressure, the weight of those 3-pound glasses.
He wore the goggles from the UT Martin Skyhawks logo.
Now, Wild Thing is clearly what Kirby would like to have been called. And then he would tell us that in Major League they stole that. Right.
From him.
Yeah, and used it for Ricky.
He tried
Allen.
To sue them, probably.
Yeah, he probably tried to sue them. Chad, you are my advisor on these matters. You've been utterly useless to me through most of the course of the game, but I come back to you nonetheless. Your thoughts?
Because I've seen the prom photo, and that I believe it was like a light blue tux, and those glasses and that hair.
The color of PaulKuharsky.com.
I think it's Groove Thing. But I've been terrible at this game.
You have. I have been leaning Groove Thing
when
as well.
Trying to guess Kirby's life, it's really difficult.
Well, I mean, it's basically throwing a dart.
It's also mostly fiction.
Throwing a dart. I say it's throwing a dart, and Kirby immediately scribbles down a note, like, next week, use the dart-throwing championship thing as the truth according to Kirby. He's the dart-throwing champion of his county in Ohio. And he threw it blindfolded.
Kirby's life is essentially fan fiction that he writes.
Right, up for himself.
He just fills in the blanks.
Hutton, I am going with A, Groove Thang.
Kirby, today's truth. Tell us your nickname from your high school coach.
Well, much like Chad, I wasn't very happy with it either, but it was Sweet Thang.
Wow.
He had a habit of to try to fire
you. How long has he been in jail? He's now starting his 27th year.
But yeah, we had a habit where if he got you, we would scrimmage a team, you know, like any other teams would before the season started. And if he had a chance to fire somebody up to try to get something out of him, he came up with a nickname that you weren't going to like to entertain the rest of the teammates to start needling you to then try to anger you into playing better. One of the guys on the lineman was referred to as Sugar Bear. Anyway, about a half an hour later,
this
he slapped me
so
with
Big Sexy was the center.
And it was not a nickname
Kirby,
that I appreciated.
Look at that beautiful flowing mane coming out of the back of your helmet.
Did it catch on with the ladies?
No, but the teammates had a lot of fun with it. And the flowing mane, I was constantly reminded to get my hair
now,
cut.
What position did
the
you
hair
play?
Or hold, the nickname?
Holder?
I played end and flanker.
Was there was this a weight limit league?
Actually, I probably weighed. I probably weighed more in high school.
Kirby was not allowed to get hit.
I wore a red jersey.
Hey, 2-hand touch on number 0.
Hey, got that red jersey on.
But I probably weighed more in high school than I do now.
What do you weigh now?
I don't know, 160.
No, 120.
That's about 160.
Kirby's the guy that comes to bat, and everyone's like, it just starts approaching him. Everybody in, infield in, going through his pockets.
Were you much of a player?
We weren't very much of a team, but I was up there.
You come across as someone who would be fast. Very feisty.
Oh, I was. I got called once for an illegal hit on a simple block because I came off the tight end spot and hit this linebacker. And as I'm hitting him, the whistle's going, and I slide trying to stop, and I end up going to the ground. So basically, my shoulders are against his shoes. And that official hits me with the flag. It literally just lands on me.
That's
my lawsuit. The second time in a row. And I come up and I go, what, he's your cousin? And was almost thrown out of the game. But, I could be feisty back then.
They were throwing slaps at Kirby. That's what I take away from that.
Sweet thing.
What was your coach's name, last name?
Bill Cox.
Bill Cox.
He was later. Well, that was one of the coaches. And then the other one was.
You can't make this up.
Gary Lee.
Gary Lee.
We are really writing a story now, aren't we?
I thought if it was going to be Sweet Thing, I thought it would relate somehow to Sweet Tea.
No, I was just trying to embarrass. That's, his thing was to embarrass.
This is like when my coach forced me to practice with the girls
to embarrass.
He had a glass eye.
Same psychology at play here.
I could have used a coach that sought to embarrass me, maybe get me going a little
more,
bit better.
Better for motivation, being sent to the girls' layup line. Or being called Sweet Thing by your
you should
by,
ask,
by Coach Bill Cox.
You should ask Stacy Shell when I blocked your shot the first three times.
I think
quite motivated.
The layup line is one of my favorite Chad stories. All right, start the timer. Kirby, I don't know if we had a chance to discuss this. If we did, I apologize for using the same material over and over, but that's what I do. At the night that we went to the Paul Simon concert that was benefit.
You're using this again?
Did I use it before? David and Lindsey Reed to help out on their finances. You were very gentlemanly. You didn't embarrass Hutton and I.
I feel like you need to start over. We should come back and you should try to come up with a compliment. You can't double down on compliments.
Did I use this?
You need to.
How do you
need to mentally prepare for a compliment?
I did. I
just in case
today mentally preparing, and I came up with this.
We remember this because it was one of the more genuine compliments you've given him over the years.
Maybe the only one.
Didn't you just resort to just looking at him, trying to? I like your gray shoelaces you're wearing today.
I like the rock collection idea. As an idea, it's interesting. But then when you buy a rock that somebody just scooped out of the backyard, I think the idea crumbles, but I think it's a nice idea. How's that?
It's 5 million years old.
That's a new compliment.
Yeah, it's a nice idea.
Give
I think you
one.
Have some good ideas. It's the execution that I wonder about. I'll save the execution conversation for when I win and I can bash you. Also, this is a no-smoking campus, so you can't go outside and smoke, so we both win.
Honcho says, if someone doesn't start an online fan fiction column on Kirby and Cox, I'm going to be upset.
Sweet Thing.
Hey, Sweet
The Adventures
thing.
Of Sweet Thing.
Did he have a deep voice? Kirby, okay. Once again, forget
no,
that we
but he had a glass eye, and it was it was always open.
Dude,
no joke.
Now,
it was always open.
When he got
mad, he would squint the good eye.
So when you
blew a play,
the good eye. When you messed something up on practice or during a game, you wouldn't look at the sideline because you knew that glass eye would be glaring at you. The other one was just closed, like a squinted up. But
happened to his eye?
You couldn't look at it. You couldn't make contact with it, and you didn't acknowledge it because you'd have to run laps.
He was later a coach at Spring Hill, and he also liked to shower post game and then saunter through the locker room nude.
There wasn't anything of that going. He was the coach at Spring Hill for a while.
Shower thing.
Don't know anything about that, boy.
Coach Cox was quite the motivator.
Yeah, yeah. I want to know what happened to his eye.
Quite the sportsman. We have no idea what he did to his eye.
We have no idea what.
The sportsman. Yeah. Oh, man.
Kirby, that's very disturbing.
Well put,
Thank you, Kirby.
Kirby, by the way, just ruined a future truth according to Kirby with the glass eye story. God. Did Kirby's high school football coach have A, a glass eye, B, a peg leg, C, a hook for a hand?
I don't want to be a pirate. No, it's funny that the best detail of the whole story comes out by accident at the very end.
Oh, yeah, you had to look at him.
And of course, the coach's name is Bill Cox.
And he squinted at me.
He would glare at you through his good eye.
Hey, I think he was squinting at a lot of guys. But I think with Sweet Thang, he was winking.
He was winking at Sweet Thang. Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.
Something again.
Oh, my gosh.